Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Last week, 44-year-old Joshua Larkin Ryder of Faribault pled guilty in U.S. District Court to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. In exchange for the plea, Ryder's looking at 9 to 13 and a half years in prison and 3 years supervised release. Sentencing is July 10th. Ryder and 38-year-old Cole Earl Thompson of Le Sueur were arrested at a gas station in Northfield last September. Agents of the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force had been observing the pair, being aware of their hierarchy in the drug trade. Thompson is a top distributor and Ryder is a runner for him. Agents found just over a pound of meth, specifically 455 grams, 112 grams of marijuana, nearly 2 grams of black tar heroin, and 235 various controlled substance pills. The amount of meth required to prove first-degree drug sale is 17 grams. Thompson and Ryder had 26 times that amount. They were each charged with first-degree drug sale and 7 other various drug charges, all felonies. On February 6th, Thompson pled guilty. According to his plea agreement, he could receive anywhere from 8 to 15 and a half years in prison and 5 years probation. His sentencing is set for June 7th. Both men are deemed career offenders. District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim is on the Housing Committee.
Trying to look at the affordability. So you can fill in the blank. You know, there's homelessness, and then there's affordability for every other segment or subsegment of society.
Workforce housing, he says, is inadequate. There just isn't affordable housing.
Through good intentions, we've changed zoning laws, density laws, square footage size, building code.
Two people testified last week before the legislature that all the code increases over the last 10 years have increased the cost of a home by $30,000.
So that's not inflation. That's not extra labor costs. That's not extra material costs. That's just code changes.
He said some of those changes were likely necessary, but the debate is how immigrant families, lower-income families working and striving, can afford to buy.
So would you rather have a newer house that is a little more energy efficient, the double-pane windows, more insulation, or a 100-year-old house that has single-pane windows and no insulation? So there has to be a balancing act there.
Dreheim's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. He is on the KYMN Morning Show with Jeff Johnson once a week throughout the legislative session. The State of the City address will be held next Monday, and the public is invited. It will be held at the White Center in the Craigham Theater. There will be an hour presentation, and winners of the Mayor for a Day essay contest for 4th and 5th graders will be announced. Administrator Ben Mardig.
It's a short one-page essay about being mayor for the day. What would you do? Kind of building off of the League of Minnesota Cities. They do that annually.
Those essays are due this afternoon. Complete information is on KYMNradio.net. Search essay. And designed to raise awareness of the importance of oral health and collect oral care products for underserved children, the America's Tooth Fairy Smile Drive is being held from today through March 30th, led by the Rice County Early Childhood Dental Network. Community members are invited to drop off donations of kid toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, and mouth rinse at several locations in the county. In Northfield, locations are at the KYMN Studios and the Youth Wing of the NCRC. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.